If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens. He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios, indeed. SKREWBallWhiskey.com. Screwball Whiskey, tomorrow's stories begin right here. Thanks to our wonderful sponsors, Screwball Whiskey. Hey guys, how you living? You doing well? Good. Glad to hear that. In this episode, I talked about just like the last couple of days that I've had and trying to, you know, have a little small victories with anxiety and depression and things like that, and becoming complacent and just being honest and doing all sorts of things like that. Just trying to flex my honesty, go-go gadget truth. That's all I'm trying to do. But I talked about that and the seventh annual tribute to the band at the Pit, and the benefit for the Apron Strings, and Jen Thomas, Jeff and Jen Thomas, that I Hurricane Maggie's earlier, and comedy, a couple of good conversations that I've had, gave you guys a little taste of what's going to be happening going forward as far as guests are concerned and whatnot. So there's that. But anywho, please go to mystuffpodcast.com. Please subscribe to Kelsey Hudgens on the YouTube. And please go, if you guys want to follow me on social media, at Yonder Wizard, WIZZERD on Instagram, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter and Facebook, at mystuffpodcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So please do that. Follow me all over the place if you want to stay up to date with what's going on in the world of this podcast and all sorts of shit in my life. If you guys want to keep up with that, I go live on Facebook a pretty good bit sometimes. And yeah, so there's that. Please go wherever you get your podcasts from. Please rate and review the podcast there. MI Stuff Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, CastBox, wherever podcasts are available. Please rate and review the podcast so that I'll get a little bit more statistics from how you guys are listening, because I'm curious and I want to know. Yeah, I want to know. Also, I have this shirt here. I want to give a shout out to my boy Jake Rolls for Low Country Shrimp and Grit Bog. My brother Jake, I'm part of the Shrimp and Grit Bog family now, and I'm actually that shirt's going to be going up in here, so we'll be throwing up a little bit of support every time we get a camera on it in here. So definitely check that out, Brother Jacob, at the Parsons Table up in Little River, South Carolina. Yeah. What else do we got? Oh, yeah. So we're going to have Will Ness. I'm trying to get Will up in here this week. We'll try to get Ronnie Coco in here a little bit. Maybe this week. Who knows? We're going to try to make that happen. Have a good comedy podcast episode where we talk about podcasts and things like that, and all kinds of shit. But anyway, that's going to be happening. Chase Lepard of Comedy Content Collective coming up later on in the month, or next month, so stay tuned for all of that. And before I run into the content, I'm just going to go ahead and let you get to it. Without further ado, episode number 181 of MI Stuff Podcast. Right now. We're recording right now. It's happening right now, and you're in it. It's happening and we're all in it. Let me make sure. I want to get this out over here. And I guess I can see chat from the phone over here. So before I go any further, I will say again, remember I told you guys last week that we would be going to the Facebook Live as well as YouTube Live now. So I'm going to start doing that regularly so you guys can, because I know that I always have been posting my videos to YouTube for the podcast for the last 100 and however many episodes. I think episode number 16 was the first one we did on YouTube. So since then, we're on 181 now. So for that long, we've been going strictly to YouTube on the video front. So we are going to do things a little differently now and do some Facebook live-in and broadening the territory a bit, you know, prayer of Jabez, so to speak. So I was having a conversation earlier. I did this. Oh, shit, I left that poster in the car. I put it in the back seat so it wouldn't get bent. I did this. Me and Smitty did this thing a while ago for Jeff and Jen Thomas, who you guys have seen on the podcast before. And they actually, Jeff Thomas, I think, was from episode number 19, maybe. One of the first guests I ever had on the podcast, I believe, was Jeff Thomas. One of the first official guests after it was In My Stuff podcast, you know, before I realized what I was going to call it. I had a couple of guests. What up, Russell? Man, Russell, I sent some pictures back and forth to Adam earlier on this sweet little record player that my landlord gave me. I'm pretty excited to get it functioning because it looks pretty cool. It's like you put the record in like a cassette and close it, but it's pretty awesome. But anyway, like I said, I want to sort of broaden the territory a little bit. And speaking of broadening the territory, I've been trying to leave my house a little more and doing small little exercises. And I'll like get out of my house and I'll chill until it seems like it's getting a little better for me, but maybe it's because I'm trying a little harder. Because I don't want to be the freak anymore that I look at myself as. Like, I feel like I feel like that a little bit sometimes. Like, I just feel like, let me turn off notifications on this thing before interrupts me in the middle of this. If I can get it to go, oh well, doesn't matter. Yeah, I just feel like I look at myself like I'm just an idiot that can't figure out life sometimes just because I can't stay in public for that long. But I made a little bit more of an effort today, and I actually made a little bit more of an effort last night as well. We did the tribute to the band last night, which we'll talk about here in a bit. But I was at the Hurricane Maggie's earlier for the Jen and Jeff Thomas benefit. Jen Thomas has, I'm not sure the whole situation. I know that she has a wrist injury that is preventing her from doing her job, which is massage therapy and also music. So she can't do the both of her you know, modes of income, methods of income are being affected by this injury that she has. So we wanted to make sure to do some cool stuff for them. And John Dabrowski threw a great, John and PETA threw a great concert to benefit these guys, and me and Smitty were part of it. We're glad to be part of it, and I am normally the guy who plays and runs. I'll play and run. Like, you guys remember that thing you do? You unplug your instruments and you run. Don't walk. You run off stage. I do that, man. I'm that guy. I will unplug and run. That's just maybe it's because of that movie, but I doubt that. It's definitely something different, but still, I am an unplug and run guy. But there were so many people that I respected and loved and wanted to see, And I got there, and we did our I hung out for a bit, and got there a little early. I rarely ever would do that. I got there a little early and hung out for a while, and saw a lot of really cool people that I never really get to see anymore, other than things like when last night happened, and we'll get to that in a second. But man, it was just so good, and I felt like so proud of myself for like, it was almost like, you're doing it, kid. You're doing it, Peter. You're doing it. And I felt, I don't know, I felt good about myself. But then we do our set after Craig Kiefer goes on, and Craig kills as always. And we went up and did a set after him, and then Craig Sorrells did his thing, and I listened to him from out front. Just after I get done, you know, I'll go hide. You know, I went and hid outside, but I could still hear from out there, and it sounded great. But yeah, I was hiding outside, and then I went back in for a little bit, and I don't think I really broke back in to the, you know, past the threshold, but for a minute there, and I got to see some people that I really love, and I was pulling off an Irish farewell, but I went to a select person and said, listen, I'm not gonna be rude. I'm gonna be rude to everybody else in this room, but I'll tell you bye. And then in doing that, I told a couple more people bye. So it feels like that. But the thing that I got out of doing that earlier is I was having a conversation with somebody, and I was just talking about the anxiety and the panic attacks, and I was like, here's the thing, I can hang around a little bit and have a panic attack and somewhat of a meltdown here with everybody, or I could, you know, leave soon and start driving home and then have a panic attack on the way home. And it's to the point to where I almost called it, like, in a way, to where I felt like, okay, just I'm teetering on a, I'm on the edge of a razor blade, and I'm teetering one way or the other. And I'm going to fall. It's just, what side am I going to fall on? And I'm stuck on whatever side I fall on until I can come to my senses for however many minutes that takes. And I notice these things, and right? It does make you smile. It feels like that. It's a nice feeling, smiling. Nothing left to do but smile, smile, smile. But no, I was starting to feel that way, and anytime I start to feel that way, I'll always hang out close to the door, always hang out close to the side in a way where I could slip out and nobody would really notice. Because I like to do that. It's Irish farewell. If you're not familiar, it's when somebody is going to leave. It would be worse for the party if they were to announce, hey guys, I'm going to leave, because then a room full of people, oh no, it sucks, you're leaving, blah, blah. It sort of brings the energy of the room down for the entire room to find out that someone is leaving. So the Irish farewell is that you just leave the party so that the party goes on, and then, you know, if they find out you're gone, you know, so be it. The party is still going on. So I did that, but I broke my rule. I broke my rule, and I said bye. Kind of feels like that too. not like Can't You See, but, you know, Can't You See has a nice little cadence to it. And it's just, I'm sorry, I ate edible earlier. I should have told you guys that. I'll probably be all over the board. But anyway, I'm going to try to stick to my mind wanders when I think certain things. But yes, I ended up sneaking out and I told said person farewell. And the person who heard me tell this person farewell, I said farewell to. And then a couple more outside who kind of saw me walking out of the door. And I mean, I touched Scott Mann's ear. I like to do that every now and again. I'll like just as I'm walking by, like go up behind somebody and just like right on the outside of the ear, like just barely, and then just walk by. I usually do that a lot. And anyway, I did that to Scott, and he followed me out. I was like, "Are you leaving?" I was like, "Yeah, man. I was going to do the Irish farewell, but you caught me." And he was like, "Yeah, you tickled my ear." I was like, "Oh, I guess you're right. Fair enough. I guess so subconsciously I was telling you bye." But anyway, that's beside the point. The point is that I, and some of you guys probably have no idea what this feels like or what this likes, what this is like. And I'm speaking more to the Facebook Live crew as opposed to the YouTube and podcast listeners, because you got the podcast listeners and the YouTube the YouTube followers. By the way, I've got like almost 200 episodes coming up here soon. I have to come up with a name to call people who listen to this podcast. Every podcast has a name to call the folks who listen to their podcast, and I don't have one of those. So I have to come up with something. By the way, just let's keep that rattling around in your brains, and if you think of anything cool, tell me. But so you guys already know, most of my listeners and YouTubers know that I have the anxiety, and I've talked about it a lot in depth. And some of the Facebook folks might not be as privy to that as everybody else. And that's why if you ever notice I'm somewhere and you see me and then I'm gone, or you rarely ever see me out, it's because of that. It's because I have an issue with that. And it's sort of getting to the point to where just like even bringing it up, like it just feels like, I don't know, it's just at any time my brain could turn against me, and I'd rather not be in public when that happens. But ironically enough, when I'm not in public, it rarely happens. Like it doesn't happen at home. Like I never feel that way at home. It's always when I'm away from home. And yeah, so there's that. So I spent a lot of time at home. But I've been giving myself little itty-bitty, like, I'll call them, like, small victories. Things where I've, like, last night at the Pit, the 7th annual tribute to the band happened. And Even before then, like little small victories, like we did that, and I have a song that I do every year for that that show, and it's very good. I am playing, I am on stage with artists that are just so much better than I am, and just like that, that's just a fun gig to do. I'm on, like I get to play with people who are just far and away just great artists, it's just a different experience, and I get a little nervous about that just because I'm playing with these people who are so established. And after I like, and I say established, they're just very musically established. They're very, very talented people, and I want to do this gig right. You know, I don't want to screw that thing up. So they have a rehearsal that they do every year the day before. And I've never gone, and every single year I've not been satisfied with my performance, because there's something that I did, some hiccup that I made, somewhere I fucked up, and just something that I did that I wasn't happy with. And this year I went to the rehearsal, and it changed everything. I got to the rehearsal, and they were talking about it'd be nice to have a guitar to fill something in, and Daniel Simons is like, what about Kelsey? And I was like, yeah, what about me? And I didn't even know what I was agreeing to at the time, because I just heard my name, what about Kelsey? And I just, well, what about me? Just out of habit, one of those weird quirks that I got, I guess, just random things that I say. And he was like, you know this song? You play guitar? And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I could do that. That's fine. They play it in a different key than I do. I usually do the... But it's no different for me to play it in a key up. Like... Cold iron shackles and ball and chain. That's just a little harder for me to sing, but it's the original key, so I don't mind doing that. I'll stretch the vocals a little bit. I have a hard time saying certain words. I'll stretch the vocals a little bit for that song, just so those guys can. Oh, don't tell nobody, Abby. We try to keep that a secret. But I appreciate your kind words. Thank you. I really wanted to get that thing right. So I went to the rehearsal, and I never do that. We did this thing at the Beaver Bar for the Inlet Jam for Cancer Research. We raised a pretty good bit of money for cancer research, and that was a really cool thing that we did this weekend. And we did that on Saturday, and I had a few American Sound gigs, and American Sound is the electric band that I've got with a Chip and Pork Chop to give the Cornbread Boys a week off in the month, so that those guys have jobs and families and stuff like that, and I understand the toll that it must take on them to like literally be away every weekend. Like, that's got to be, I don't have a family or anything like that, but I understand that that's probably, surely that has to be tough. So, yeah, do the American Sound thing once a month with those guys. I get a week with them, and we got canceled due to a random storm that came through Saturday night. So I got the night off, and I utilized that time to go to the rehearsal. And I hung out there for about a half hour or so and sat with them while they rehearsed the song, finished going over a tune. Then we went over my tune, the Tennessee Jed. And after we finished that, I got out of there and came home and watched Crashing. I think I caught it. Oh, yeah, by the way, this show Crashing on HBO, if you're into comedy, stand-up comedy at all, you should watch that because it's really, really good. But I watched that. But anyway, I digress. That rehearsal, the next night I got to the pit, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do something that is gonna commit myself to staying to this thing for the entirety. I have a really hard time seeing something through till the very end. If it's like even my own gigs, I'm like, all right, guys, we're going to do a couple more and we're going to take our break at the end and we'll get out of here like 10 minutes early or something like that. I don't know what it is, but it's like maybe I get one over by like getting and it's not getting one over. I never short a room. I will never short a room. And I don't know. Maybe it's just, I have to feel like I am doing myself a little bit of a favor, like I'm mentally taking care of myself a little bit better. Just like, listen, let's just go do this thing and we'll get you out of here a little early. Is that cool? And just, I'm like treating my brain to a little bit of, I don't know, like a treat for my brain, if you will. But I wanted to have a reason to stay to this thing for the whole time. And I had a great idea. I was like, I think that I'm going to take the camera and I'm going to set it up for the whole show. I'm going to record the whole show. I know who's running sound. I bet they'll be able to give me a board send so that I can get good audio for the from the whole band tribute. And I did that. So I set up the camera and I kept my eye on it the whole time, and it kept telling me that I needed to reformat the SD card and all this other stuff, which I probably should do anyway. But I had some issues with it. It was only saving things in like 28-minute clips. And that doesn't matter. I set it up and everything was going great. The audio feed was coming through nicely. Seth had a volume control to control the volume that was coming into the phone from where it was recording. That was fucking great. And I got the intro. I got the first song, the first couple of songs, and then it screwed up. Something went wrong, and I was like, oh, well, shit, this sucks. So I went ahead and popped the SIM card out. What up, Arlene? Podcast name reformatted. But I popped the SIM card out, or the SD card, rather, and put it back in and started it over, and it recorded. It was doing fine, so I set this up, and this was for the Mullets, and the Mullets are like one of my favorite bands down here. I set up the camera, got it going just in time for the Mullets. It was perfect, just in time for them. Got it going, and the Mullets did their thing, and then I went up right after the Mullets. So I got up, and as soon as I got off, I looked up at the camera and the light was blue. It's red when it's recording, so I knew that it wasn't recording, and I was like, oh, shit. So I get over to the side stage, and I look at the phone to see what it says, see what the message is, the reason for it, you know, being blue. And I get to the back, and they're like, hey, man, somebody knocked the camera over. And I was like, oh, shit. So, the camera was fine, by the way. There's nothing was wrong with it. It went right back to recording right after, and it was fine. But somebody bumped into it and knocked it over. And thankfully, a lot of people knew that it was, that it was there, and they were keeping an eye on it. So when it happened, they immediately like fixed it back and put it back where it was. And, so I had people keeping an eye on it the whole time, which was fucking great. Good job, by the way, guys. Well done. But I hated it because I missed my performance. I didn't get my performance on tape with the board audio. But that's fine, because a couple people did get a couple of crowd videos, and the crowd audio was fine. It actually sounded a little better, because you got the full band sound instead of there were certain instruments that weren't mic'd, like the drums really weren't mic'd that much. So there wasn't a whole lot of, the audio could have been a little better. Just if I going forward, I'll know to get like a board mix and a room mix just to like blend together, which I should already know that, but it doesn't matter. I was stoned. Forgive me. Well, what? I mean, sorry. I get high. What can you do? Anyway, I digress once again. So I get everything. After that mishap, when it screws up on my song, I get back up there, I take the SD card out again, and I pop it back in, and I'm like, please work this time. Just please, please work. And I get everything recorded from there on out. 2 hours and like 2 hours and something of uncut material. And I was so excited to get that, but somehow So here's what happens. This SD card that I purchased off of Amazon deal of the day, which, by the way, the Amazon deal of the day is the way to go. This card that I purchased off of there was a terabyte, and it was like incredibly cheap to have been so large. So I should have known, but I got it. And instead of saving things at in their complete chunk, it saves things in 28 minute increments. Like it saves each of these into 28 minute increments, and it just really, really sucks. It really sucks that it only does this in 20 minute increments, because I don't know. It just that's a big bummer. But anyway, I got the bulk of the show. Like, I got the middle part of the show, but because I don't know what happened at the end, like, I stopped the video. Like, I hit stop at the very end and stopping on the record. Like, I cut it off, like, manually through the app, and it did not save the last 30 minutes of the show. Like, I'm missing the last half hour of the show, the last 28 minutes that it would have had. Like, I'm missing that, and I'm also missing the first half, the first bit of the show, because anytime the camera gets knocked over or anytime the camera stops, it doesn't save the chunk that it was already filming. It cuts that off. So there is no more chunk of what it was filming. Like there's none of that. You know, like, for instance, if you were filming on a video camera with an actual tape, it would record on up until the point where the tape stops, you know, because everything was already recorded then. But that's not how this is. The digital shit is different because it has to set it all. If it doesn't unbox it all at once, it doesn't unbox any of it. And I hate that it does that. That's one of the few things where digital is not as great as analog. One of the many things, rather. Whew. Stay hydrated out there, folks. Recycle your plastics. I haven't said that in a long time, but it's still true. Recycle your plastics. So, that being said, the performance last night was amazing. It was so good. They're just, it's literally like, I was saying to somebody, it might have been Tommy. Tommy Tipton, you guys have seen from the podcast. What's up, Keegan? Oh, man, you were there. I must have left just before you got there, because I hung out till about, shit. I left during the middle of Will Ness, Connor, and JP's set. By the way, they were killing it. Those guys are just so damn good, man. Will's got a great voice, and Connor and JP are just both absolute monsters. But anyway, shit, where was I at? What was I just saying? I lost my train of thought right there. Oh, so I was talking to Tommy about how, you know, I don't get the butterflies or anything anymore. Never get nervous. You never get nervous when you get on stage. Like, never. Never. But when every musician that you know is at this one gig, because usually you don't get nervous because you have that thing in your mind. You know what? 99.9% of the people in this room are not going to give a shit if I screw up because they're not going to know. That's not true at these gigs when everybody that you know who is a musician is there and they get to see you and they get to, I mean, they get to experience your gig, and man, it's just crazy. It's crazy the rush that you feel when you get in and do a set, and do really well in front of those people. That's so different. I can imagine it's like when a comedian goes on stage and they've got Joey Diaz, Joe Rogan, and Santino, and whoever, plug your comedian in the crowd laughing. Like, that's just sort of like, oh shit, so if these guys say that it was good, then it is. You know, it's real. Like it's almost like you'll go to those gigs and these people, you'll have a shit gig and people will come up to you and be like, oh, that was so good. You were so good. We love you. We love you guys. That was awesome. You'd be like, really? That was good, you think? And, but you know that these people, okay, so that just means that they had a good time. They enjoyed themselves. They're not speaking musically. We're thinking we musically did bad or whatever. And they're totally not even talking about that. They're just talking about their experience, and it's, they usually have a good time or whatever. But when you hear musicians give you compliments on things, or not just that, it's just when you're in that crowd and you're looking around, I notice that a lot of us artists are like, shit, I'm nervous. Like, this is nervous. We're performing in front of the people who we love and respect. And that's tough. That's really hard to do. But man, it ends up becoming, it's just nerves until you get done with your set. And then it's a family reunion because you get to see everybody who you don't normally get to see. And I hung out from about, I don't know, I got there around 6:30-ish, and I hung out till about 11. I mean, I'm never away from my home recreationally that amount of time. Never. And I think that's honestly why I couldn't hang out longer today. I think I robbed a little bit of my public time from yesterday. Like, I think that that's exactly what happened. But that's fine, though, because I did get to hang out a little bit. I talked to Craig for a while after the set today. And that was nice. We're actually going to be doing a podcast. Will Ness was there. He wants to come and get on the podcast soon. That's going to be happening. Coco is going to come on and do an episode of the podcast. Those who know, know. We're going to talk about some comedy. I'd like Connor to be part of that, too, if possible. Shit, JP, too. Fuck. I'd like for all those guys to come and do a talk. I had the greatest conversation with them. Oh, 100%, Abby. It's very hard to do anything in front of those who you care for and respect. Like, it's just, and I don't fear success. I actually, that's sort of funny that you say don't fear success, because that sort of segues into my next point. But before I go to that point, I do want to finish my thought of the, I had a really great conversation with Ronnie, I think his name is. Coco, they call him. I know Coco because we talked about Joey Diaz. And we had a great conversation. Like, I mentioned Joey Diaz, and he knows who Joey is. And unless you really, like, know comedy, you're probably not going to recognize Joey Diaz's name. But if you're into comedy, for sure. So I was like, oh, shit. So this guy knows fucking comedy. And we start talking and bringing up podcasts and things and like, all kinds of really cool shit that I'm into, and he's into the same shit. And I was like, fuck, man, how have I never met you before? Because I don't really communicate with a whole lot of people who listen to podcasts like I do. And other than maybe Wes Standish, who's on the podcast a few times. Wes is very into podcasts, and I don't really communicate with a lot of other people in my life who's into that shit. So I was like, dude, 100%, you have to come on and do a podcast, because I love talking to people about comedy, because I love comedy so much. And I don't know a whole lot of people who are into modern comedy like I am. I'm of the church that I believe that we are in the greatest era of comedy that the world has ever known right now. like the greatest era of comedy the world has ever known right now. Like, of course, back then they're like, oh, well, you know, you never saw Lenny Bruce, or you never saw Pryor, or you never saw Robin, or, you know, insert great comedian, or you never saw Red Fox. You never saw any, like I said, insert great comedian here. But man, we have just so many murderers right now that are still in the game, like Joey and Joe and Tom and Bert and Dave and Chappelle and Attell and Jeff Ross. And just there's so many murderers that are in the game right now. Tim Dillon, who just like are completely running the comedy game. And if you're not paying attention to comedy right now, then Bill Burr. I was just listening to the Monday Morning Podcast that came out today. I cut it off to do this. But comedy is in a great, great state right now. And it was nice to have a conversation with somebody who is also into that. Me and Connor talked a lot about the Comedy Store. And he got to go to a Kill Tony. And Kill Tony's live right now. So I'm going to wrap this up very soon because I want to watch the Kill Tony. But still, like, we had a great conversation about that, and just him knowing a lot about comedy and the kind of things that I'm into was a breath of fresh air, because like I said, I don't meet a lot of people who are into the same kind of things that I am as far as comedy goes. But anyway, Abby brought up a good point. Again, do not fear success. And that brings me to my next point. I had a great conversation with Craig Kiefer, and we're actually going to continue that conversation on air coming up soon. Craig Kiefer also is a great musician from the area who does originals. He's a strictly originals guy, and I love that about him. As a matter of fact, when Cornbread got up tonight, me and Smitty got up tonight to do our set, I gave him a nod. I was like, we normally play covers. We're normally a covers band, but we're going to stick to that Craig Kiefer train, keep the Craig Kiefer train rolling and do some originals. And, dude, he's a great artist. But he's going to be coming on and talking about this. But I was having a conversation with him. He has a YouTube channel as well. You guys should check him out. He's in my – you can go to my page. I have my subscriptions are viewable for you guys, so you can look through my subscriptions and find Craig Kiefer. He's legit. But anyway, was telling him about, like, we were talking about how these, and I'm paraphrasing this because I don't want to, you know, I don't remember exactly how it was said, but I'm paraphrasing here. And we're talking about how these things on your phones or your these things on your phones will just like pull information from each little part of your life or whatever like that, and just like it'll be to where you are like they're asking you for all of these different things, like your Facebook is trying to figure out what you're thinking, and all this stuff is basically prying into aspects of your life at all times. And it's so funny that I am doing this podcast now that I am trying to pretty much pump myself into the internet, for lack of a better term. And that's what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to, you know, put my content out onto the internet and out into the world to gain viewers and to gain listeners and to basically spread my own I'm just trying to get my opinions out there, my philosophies and my thoughts. I'm just trying to put my thoughts out into the world. And like I said, that's all I'm basically trying to do. And by this podcast, I mean, And those who know me well know that I'm the person who used to tape up my phone. Like, I would tape up my phone. I would tape up the cameras on my computers. I was like, dude, I just don't want anybody looking at me. I don't want anybody watching me. And I want to keep all of my privacy in one place. And I think that's how the conversation was started. Where we were talking about, like, oh, yeah, well, I don't want to sign on for that. I don't want you to have to get this information just to you know, do whatever. And I was explaining to him, I was like, man, I'm new to this whole world of opening up the Google gates, if you will, like opening up the gates of Google and allowing Google to basically just take over all of your information. And I realized, you know what, man? I'm just putting this podcast out there, and I'm being as honest as I can, and just talking honestly, and putting this hour of myself out into the world forever. And if I'm doing that, then I shouldn't be worried about all of my other information being on the internet, because it's already there. It's like, it's literally already there. And also, by doing that, by like surrendering to the Google gods, so to speak, I was explaining to Craig about like getting the Google Knowledge Graph built, to where when you Google my name, and you guys can do it if you want, you can Google my name, and there's a little picture of me and my, like, the links to like social media and like my social media pages and stuff like that, and where to download my music and all kinds of other like cool stuff. And I was like, to get that, there's so many little tiny digital hoops that you have to jump through to make this kind of thing happen. And part of it was uploading singles, and I was like, part of it is uploading some of your original music through a distributor online. And it's sort of like you can upload your songs through this thing, and it will build these certain little pages for you. Like, it built me a YouTube channel, a YouTube topic channel. There's also, if you guys want to go subscribe to that, it's Kelsey Hudgens Topic, is where all of my music, the singles that I've recorded have been published. But it created that page for me. And after all of that, tying all of those things together and like claiming that, you know, claiming and proving that I am the person who this Google Knowledge Graph was about, then after I claimed it, and it allowed, like, now it's there. Like, everything that I have tied into my Google account is displayed there. And that kind of thing used to freak me out. But now I realize it's like, you know, but it's sort of a necessary evil. And that really is a necessary evil. It's basically, you signed a deal with the devil and you don't know exactly what the end game is. But you know, to get to the next step, that was what was necessary. Like, that was the sacrifice that you have to make for that particular infinity stone, or whatever you want to call it, the whatever. I don't know the comic book thing. I'm new to the comic book stuff. I watched all the movies once, and I think that might have been enough. I watched all of the movies once because I really wanted to watch Endgame. I heard it was going to be great, and it was, and I'm glad I did it. It was fun, but I don't really see myself binging all of those movies again. Anyway, side note. Yeah, so I didn't like the thought of all of my information being out there, because, well, for one, I didn't want my mom to be able to find me. That's my biggest motivation in keeping my things private and my affairs private, is I've never wanted my mom to try and show up somewhere where I was, because I just don't have any interest in seeing her ever again in my life. And I've always wanted to remove any chance that she might show up somewhere, or that she might try to find where I am or something like that. And that always freaked me out. But I'm also to the point now to where I'm like, after all this time, she's not. And if she is, then you can just tell her, hey, this isn't happening. We're not doing this thing. And then move on with your life again. And I don't know. I'm just getting to the point where I realize that I have been a little just paranoid about this thing. Like, nobody really cares about my information. It's just paranoia. And I guess maybe getting swatted was a little scary. That's right, Brian. That's right, Brian. Guess maybe I've just been a little paranoid about that, and I shouldn't have been, because now I'm wanting to get to the point to where, I don't know, man, I want this podcast to grow. And by the way, I'm going to be releasing a lot more episodes coming up in the next like few days, because I've got a couple of days off in a row. I've been very, very busy over the last couple of weeks, and you guys haven't seen much of me. That's why. I had a lot of stuff going on this last week, and my one night off, I definitely kept it as a night off. What'd you do, Brian? Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. I don't know that I have a whole lot left to talk about. I don't want to give too many spoilers away from the episode that me and Craig are going to have, but cry. Is that where you're feeling in pain there, Brian? Get a little pain? Or jail ain't cutting it? Funny. Basically, the gist of the conversation that me and Craig had was, it was just really funny how all we want to do. And by the way, like, YouTube does this thing where they'll like push certain videos down to the bottom if they have certain tags about them, to where they might be about something that's serious. Like, I noticed that depression and anxiety is a couple of the tags that they will. They'll push those episodes and those videos to the bottom. Like, they don't want people to see those things about stuff like that. But other things get pushed to the top. And we were talking about how unfair that is about certain things. Like, all we want to do is put our content out into the world. And, like, why don't you guys just let us just put our content out into the world and stop trying to shuffle everything around? We get the fact that there are certain... that we get the fact that you want to please people. We understand that. We understand the fact that you guys want to please people. But we also want the opportunity to grow our shows and grow our podcasts and our channels. And it's very hard to do when channels that are already so big, they don't need any help, are clogging up the streams, so that smaller shows that people might also enjoy can then maybe, I don't know, like somebody might, the tags that we put in our episodes might appeal to somebody who might be going through something and needs to hear that somebody else is also going through that thing. And all these videos get pushed down because of whatever reason. And that's not very fair to us small channels. And it's almost like there's an elite club that you can't get in, and it's like an invite only. And it's, you know what? It's almost like, and I know everything keeps coming back to comedy, but it's almost like comedy. Like, I was watching Crashing the other day, and then the season finale of Crashing, or the last series, the last season of the series of Crashing, like, it pretty much shows, like, this guy's trying to get into a club, but he can't do it on his own because the lady doesn't think he's funny. But then because some other person who's bigger than him says, hey, this guy is funny, you should give him a chance, she then says, okay, now he can be funny, now he can get past, and he can perform here or whatever. And that's sort of how it has to be here, is like, unless you get picked up on like a bigger stream. And by the way, I'm very grateful for Jamie Deluxe for everything that Jamie has done. Jamie has done a lot for me in the ways of like helping me get my channel kickstarted and getting a pretty good bit of traction there in the beginning. Like, Jamie has helped me out immensely, and I'm very, very, very fucking appreciative of everything that he has helped me do. And he's the shit, and I will never forget how grateful I will never forget how amazing he was to me in the early stages of this YouTube channel thing. But like, that's almost what it's like. It's like you have to sort of maybe just, and I don't want to say hitch on, because that makes that sounds bad. I don't like that, but it's definitely, you have to like, I mean, you have to sort of be shown the way, if you will, you know. You kind of have to have somebody show you the way and get you there and help you get there. And like, Jamie has done that for me a lot, and I really appreciate that. But it's like there's so many, and even some of Jamie's videos, like they'll push some of his videos to the bottom just because it's talking about subjects that they're trying to protect, and this kind of thing happens a lot, and it's just not fair it's just simply not fair. And I know that life isn't fair, but I feel like this should be, and it's not. But what can you do? Anyway, I have talked enough. I have ran my mouth. What up, Kathy? Stepmom up in the house. If you build it, they will come. I love you back. You know what? You're right. It is going to happen. I'm just going to keep doing that. And I'm also going to be releasing I know I've made a promise about the content. I had the pit thing yesterday, and that took the bulk of my day. So I didn't release yesterday, but here is this episode for yesterday. So there's that. Also, coming up later this week, I'm going to try to get Will Ness in here. We're going to do an episode with him. I'm going to try to get Coco in here maybe this week. I know this is a little... this is a little quick notice for that. Tommy and Craig want to do an episode, and for the studio that Craig's building down at his house, and we'll do an in-house episode here for this channel, and we'll do one there for his channel. And that's going to be really cool. And Brian loves Yoko Ono. He's like, it's weird. And how much he idolizes her as an artist, you know, not as a person, of course, because she broke up the Beatles, but more as an artist. Like, she's just a fantastic musician. His words, not mine. He just loves everything about, especially the horrifying yodeling, scream, cry, singing that she does is his favorite. He really enjoys that. But we're also, I haven't said anything about this yet because it hasn't been set in stone, but I'm going to say it. Anybody who enjoys Your Mom's House podcast or Two Bears, One Cave or Burtcast or any of those Your Mom's House umbrella podcasts, I have made contact with the great and powerful Chase Lapard, who is credited as being the godfather of the Comedy Content Collective. And if you're not familiar with the Comedy Content Collective, it is a group of artists and meme makers who make a lot of the memes and the clips that come from a lot of the podcasts that I listen to. So I've made contact with Brother Chase Lapard, and he is graciously agreed to do a Skype interview on the podcast. I am going to attempt to make that happen over the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned on that. This will be one of my most favorite episodes to date, simply because I started following this guy on Instagram just a while back. I started following this guy on Instagram because we were following the same people, and just the internet led me to his page. And I started following him, and then he starts getting called out on some of these podcasts that I listen to, like by name. They're talking about the funny things that he's posting online, and I just that is really great to see all of his work that he's put in, like just making these memes and doing these really cool things for these podcasts that are actually being appreciated. And what a time to be alive, where people can actually be appreciated for the things that they give the, you know, just the content that they provide. People are being able to be paid for their content, and that's beautiful. You going camping, Brian? In the scary forest? I'm going to play a song right now. I needed to play this because I needed to get a recording of it. Somebody asked me if they could cover this song, and I didn't have a recording of it. So I'm going to play it now and count this as the recording of it. Does that count? I think it counts. Meet me at the courthouse, babe. I don't wanna wait another day. We can both be back to work by 3. Baby, will you marry me? Both of us been here before. We've ended up with broken hearts and more, and I'm fed slam up with them old cliches. So meet me at the courthouse, babe. Meet me at the courthouse, babe. I don't wanna wait another day. We can both be back to work by 3. Baby, will you marry me? Fancy Sunday clothes. No, never mind if anybody goes. Just you and me, our youngins, and a ring.
Baby, will you marry me? Meet me at the courthouse, babe. I don't wanna wait another day. We can both be back to work by 3. Baby, will you marry me? We can both be back to work by 3. Baby, will you marry me?
I think that counts. That song's called Courthouse Wedding. My parents got married at the courthouse. Tell them, Kathy. Courthouse weddings will stick. All right. Well, yeah, since the music is already going in the outro there. Thank you, Abby. Appreciate it, Russell. Please go to mistuffpodcast.com. All of us, that's right, we all got married at the courthouse. that's right, just you and me, our youngins in a ring. That's funny. I wrote that. You know, have you ever heard that song, Kathy? I wrote that song about y'all, in a way. See, I wrote that song about them, and also Adam in the band with me. His parents got married at the courthouse and went back to work. So there's a line in that, we can both be back to work by 3. And I know that that's an awful long lunch. But, I mean, you know, you're getting married at the courthouse, take a long lunch. Make it back to work by 3. But anyway, yes, please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel, Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram at Yonder Wizard. If you guys want to follow the podcast, at MI Stuff Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Please go and follow, download the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Play or iHeartRadio, wherever you guys listen to podcasts, wherever podcasts are available. Please follow, subscribe to the MI Stuff Podcast. And if you already subscribe to the Apple on Apple Podcasts or any other platform in which takes reviews and rate and review the podcast, please. I'd be honest, if you don't think it's a 5-star, don't give it the 5 stars. I want honest reviews. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Please review the podcast. Please do that so it gives me a little bit more analytics, and I just really like analytics. So do that. Screwballwhiskey.com, S-K-R-E-W ballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, Screwball Whiskey. Want to thank our one and only sponsor on this podcast, Screwball Whiskey, who are very good to us, and we appreciate them. Also, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to advertise anything, get at me. I can hook you up with some advertisement. I know how to do that. Holla at me. And if you enjoy this content at all and want to help us out financially, it's not necessary, but it is certainly appreciated. There's a tip jar set up in the description of the YouTube video, and there's also on the top, right at the, or I think that's maybe the top button on the mistuffpodcast.com, or at Kelsey-Hudgens-1 on Venmo. What's up, Kevin? Sorry, you showed up late, friend. I'm about to jump off here and watch a little bit of Kill Tony until Brother Jamie Deluxe goes live, which might not happen tonight if it's not happened yet. But anyway, I've probably already talked past the music, but I usually say that right at the end of the song, so that's probably what I've done. Anyway, be good people. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. I love you. I mean it. It's not that hard. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.